sit at my table.
Dignity.
Security.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Respect.
Justice.
Justice.
Justice. Justice.
Justice.
Equality.
Equality.
Remedy.
And protection.
Fairness.
Fair trial.
Privacy.
Right.
Work.
Peace.
Movement.
Movement.
This is my mistake. Let me make it good. I raise the wall. I will be the one to knock it down.
Asylum.
Identity.
Family.
Home.
Conscience.
Expression.
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 Participation.
Democracy.
Welfare.
Work.
Work.
Leisure.
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 Health.
Education.
Progress.
Culture.
Human rights.
Cartagena.
Solidarity.
Responsibility.
I raise the wall, and I'm the only one. I will be the one to knock it down.
Good day to our listeners on CJTR Community Radio at 91.3 FM and welcome to everyone tuning in over the internet at cjtr.ca. Wherever you are, welcome to Human Rights Radio, hosted weekly by Amnesty International volunteers, who are a worldwide movement of people dedicated to the promotion of human rights and the safety of all human beings. We're building a world in which every person enjoys the rights included in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and other human rights standards. Our theme song is titled 30 Words. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, written and performed by REM, and a global collection of musicians. I'm Jim Hutchings, and joined today by my co-host Mona Hill. Our show today will explore the annual Regina Pride Week with a collaboration of guests. They include Jet Brewer, Michaela Schultz from the Board of Directors of TransSASC, Transgender Support Services, Kobe Spriggs, this year's coordinator of Camp Firefly, Summer Camp for LGBT Youth, and Harley Ringline, this year's chairman of the Queen City Pride Committee. Welcome, everyone. What a crowd.
Welcome back, everybody. It's good to be back. We've been here talking about Pride Week and having a few laughs because, of course, before a big celebration starts, a big event starts, there's always all those little tiny issues that stress everybody out, but it's all coming together. And when does Pride Week start? So, Harley, let's start with you. You've been on the planning committee for Pride Week in Regina.
Sure. Pride Week this year starts next week, starting Monday at the Legislative at 6 p.m. and goes all the way up until the next Sunday, which I think is the 25th. So 18th
right.
to the 25th 24th. Of 24th of June, sorry.
And that's parade day, right?
The parade day is on Saturday.
Oh, on Saturday, the 23rd?
Yeah.
Okay. So why is it important to have Pride Week? That's a big question.
That's a big question. I think you could ask a bunch of different people and get a bunch of different answers. I think it's really important to really be proud of who you are and what you do and the city that you live in, and always stress for equal rights for all different groups of people, not just gay, straight, bi, transgendered, but any different ethnical minorities or anyone in general, disabled people. Everyone's welcome to come and join the celebrations and just be proud of who you are.
Well, that's good to hear. Okay. So, and I know that Amnesty International is planning on being in the parade, and the Unitarians in Regina are planning on being in the parade. I think some of the United Churches, I think maybe one of the Lutheran churches. So, yeah, this is definitely a community event. It kind of reminds me of
Sunset United.
Yes, yes, yeah. And it reminds me of the Cathedral Village Arts Festival. And this year they had a parade and invited everybody in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And there was lots of organizations involved. So I'm pretty proud of being a part of that as well.
And it's nice to see the people who come to the parades and just show their support. And I mean, there's so many people doing different things behind the scenes all year round with the different groups and different human rights issues. And it's nice to see everyone kind of come together with a common cause. And
do you see this parade as being a result of or a cause for human rights issues?
I think it could be either or. I mean, Pride in Regina started 22 years ago, and I've heard stories of when people used to march in the city. This was back when I was in diapers, and they would wear paper bags over their heads because they were too afraid for their coworkers or people they knew to see who they are. Nowadays, if you come to a Pride parade, it's full of people just having fun. There's music, there's laughing, there's kids, there's elderly, there's everyone, you name it. And they just come for the common goal of just have some fun, be who you are.
And I thought last year when we were in the parade that it was a lot of fun. And also what struck me was as we were marching down the streets and around the town, there were so many supporters in their vehicles that were driving by who were honking their horns. So there is a lot of support in the community, I believe. I think we are growing as a community in terms of acceptance. So what I want to do then is introduce the rest of the group here, and I'll move on to Kobe Spriggs. And Kobe is the coordinator of Camp Firefly. And we did do a show on Camp Firefly last year, but for those of you who weren't aware of it, Kobe's going to tell us all about Camp Firefly.
Yeah. Well, Camp Firefly is a camp that specializes in gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, identified, two-spirited, queer, allied youth between the ages of 18 to 24. And I don't think I forgot any categories. I think I did okay. and it's one thing I've been really impressed with, this is my first year with the camp, is just the diversity of the individuals that come to camp, but the inclusiveness that is encompassed within the camp. So that is something I've been really impressed with. This year, the camp is happening from August 3rd to August 6th. It'll be out at Regina Lumsden Beach, and this is actually the fourth annual event in Saskatchewan. It was started in 2004 in Alberta by Andre Grace and Chris Wells, and it's been running in Alberta since 2004, but in Saskatchewan since 2009. So we're busy just getting campers right now. Deadline has been extended, and so if people were worried that they missed the application, they can still apply. Applications are online at www.usas.ca/education/firefly/. So, and if you don't remember that after I've said it, you can always Google Camp Firefly Sask, and all the information is online there. Other than that, I can't think of anything.
Well, we'll get you thinking.
We do have a couple events coming up. Yeah, I know there's lots. We have a community coffee house that we're hosting with partnership with TransSask that's going to be occurring June 20th at the Unitarian Fellowship of Regina. And it'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. It's an open mic, and it's an all-age event show. Everybody's welcome to come. We just ask if you do want to perform at the open mic that you keep it clean and appropriate for any age group. And there's going to be coffee, treats, snacks,
a tarot card
reader will be there donating time to the camp, and the proceeds from the readings will go to Camp Firefly and TransAsk. And because it is a community event, and Camp Firefly, particularly, and TransAsk, we are nonprofit organizations that rely on donations. We wanted this event to be something that was giving back to the community. So there's no charge for admission, but we do ask that you bring a donation, a non-perishable food item for a non-human animal or a human animal, whichever you decide to partake in. We would appreciate any donations people could bring. And of course, if times are tough and you can't spare anything, come anyway. We're happy to have you.
Yeah. A great way to meet people.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. It's getting close.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. And when you were talking earlier about sort of the overlap between the organizations, Jet and I have been going to the Queen City Pride meetings, and Michaela is presenting at a workshop at the Camp Firefly. Jed is an adult volunteer, so we have all these little crossovers between the organizations.
Absolutely.
So. And one other event that's coming up for Camp Firefly is a charity golf tournament, which is being put on by GLAMJ, which is the Gay and Lesbian Association in Moose Jaw. So that's my hometown, so I was really happy to see some people organizing some events for Camp Firefly there. And it's going to be held September 15th at Deer Ridge Golf Course. And if you want information, you can go to glamjgolftourney@gmail.com. Or if you can't remember that, Google Camp Firefly and we will get you the information.
Moose Jaw is a great place to golf. In my old life, I used to do that quite often. Let's talk more about the camp itself. I think this is a unique opportunity for young people to engage in a great experience with other people of the same age who may be going through the same issues in their personal lives through different types of oppression, through being bullied perhaps, through personal self-identity questions and, you know, that sort of thing. Can you talk about that a little bit, about why the camp is so important?
Well, as most people who are aware of the queer community, the suicide rate among teenagers and young people who identify as transgendered, gay, lesbian, bisexual, tend to have a higher suicide rate. So one thing that really drew me to the camp and to apply to be the coordinator this year was the fact that the camp does have a very proactive and holistic approach to the individual campers themselves. And allied youth come to the camp as well. So it's actually, it's a leadership camp, so it's not just about, it's about empowering vulnerable youth to go back to their own communities and institute change. And from what I understand of some of the experiences that were going on last camp is that, you know, we get the youth at the camp and they feel all good about coming out and identifying themselves, but then they go home and perhaps the family environment isn't quite where it is needs to be for to support that young person. So on the last day of camp, there actually is a family event, so for parents and siblings to come to sort of kind of involve the family unit as well with the campers. And there's workshops that go on throughout the days, like Michaela's doing one for trans-identified individuals. There is certain workshops that all campers will attend that are leadership-based. And of course, it's an art-based camp, so we try to keep that sort of aspect.
So there's lots of crafting and stuff.
Yeah, there's
going
to be journaling, drumming, there is
songwriting.
Oh, and cool. Jeffrey Stryker is our artist in residence this year.
Wonderful.
And he also made a donation to the silent auction for Pride Week. So again, we see crossover.
Perfect.
And he is going to write kind of like a Bones song, like just sort of like the melody, and the campers are going to fill in the lyrics, so that's one thing they'll participate in. There's workshops for healthy minds, healthy bodies, hate crimes, journal writing. There's a drag workshop, and there'll be a talent show. There's just all kinds of things.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so. And you're going, Jet, as a volunteer this year. What do you expect to be doing?
I'm not sure what I'll be doing. I'm just very excited about being there. I know some of the campers and some of the other adult volunteers, and just from my own personal experiences, I would have loved the opportunity to participate in something like this when I was younger. And so anything that we can do to help these youth know how valuable they are and what they're capable of doing, and just, you know, empower them so they can, she says, go back into their home community and feel better about themselves and have some skills and some connections and people that they can move forward in a better way.
Right. I'm opening up, if you hear all this rustling, paper bag, I'm opening up a firefly, and it was a gift to me, and it's lovely. Tell me about the fireflies. Let's talk about it. It's so cute. It's all different colors of the rainbow, like the pride flag.
Things, yeah. Well, we had a little side fundraising project this year. It was Adopt a Firefly. So for a $20 donation, you could get a little stuffed firefly. And the firefly is sort of the mascot, I guess, for the camp, because it's the only creature that generates its own energy. And that's sort of the push behind the camp, is that you're enabling those people to go back into their own communities and be able to light themselves up, you know,
right.
And just be who they are in their communities and be proud. And one thing I've really started to notice as the applications have been pouring in is all over Saskatchewan. We have people coming from northern reserves that are 6 hours past Saskatoon, so it's going to be a really interesting camp. And I just got word today we're in the process of getting a two-spirited elder.
Wonderful.
That's going to be at the camp. So, like I said, it's a really inclusive mm-hmm. area, and it's amazing because it's such a diverse group. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to it.
Michaela, what's your workshop going to be focused on?
I'm doing two workshops, actually, during camp. One is basically a transgender 101. Okay. What is transgender? Who are transgender people and whatnot? And then my other workshop is going to be more focused towards transgender people and the medical needs that they have. How do they access the medical community to meet their medical needs.
Okay. And were you saying earlier that there has been some changes in medical services for transgender people recently?
Just last week, Alberta announced that they'll be giving financial support to individuals seeking out sex reassignment surgery.
Okay.
So their health program covers the costs of that surgery.
And the average person on the street may not recognize the fact that transgender people have different health issues.
Oh, certainly. I mean, beyond the same health issues everyone else has, there's health issues that are specific to trans people. I mean, one example for a trans woman, male born identifies as female. One of the issues she may have is like prostate cancer, for example. So how do you, as a woman, go in and ask to get a prostate examination?
Right.
Or on the other hand, a trans guy, born female, having ovarian cancer or something, mm-hmm. or needing gynecological care. How do you, as a guy, go in and ask for a pap smear?
Right. You know, so. I mean, it's hard even for some women to go on. They're born women and identify as women
definitely.
All their lives to go in and ask for a pap smear. But
yeah,
I can't imagine how difficult that would be.
Yeah, so
it's not only physical health, but it's also mental health is an issue. Emotional health is
definitely,
an issue, too.
Definitely. Trained counseling.
Okay.
There isn't a lot of counselors, psychologists who are trained in addressing gender identity, issues of gender identity.
And so. The other issue is, of course, medical doctors, physicians.
Right.
There, I know that there's a lack of physicians, especially here in Saskatchewan, that work with trans people.
Supportive physicians, yeah.
Right.
A lot of times trans people are just turned away.
Okay.
Doctors aren't willing to take trans people on as patients because they lack the knowledge they need to mm-hmm. feel comfortable in having trans people as patients. So
is the Board of Trans South attempting to address this in any way in the near future?
Our efforts right now are mostly focused on peer support, ensuring that trans-identified individuals and gender-variant individuals have the peer support they need. And bringing awareness within the community mm-hmm. of trans people that we do exist in Saskatchewan.
Right. So. And more than people would imagine.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
One of the most recent estimates is that 5% of the population will express cross-gendered behavior or mm-hmm. identity. That includes like part-time cross-dressers or mm-hmm. whatever. So,
and Kobe just passed me a note. Do you want to? This is very important too about Camp Firefly. On that same, it's a segue into the camp. Go ahead.
Well, when Michaela mentioned about having gay-friendly healthcare providers, Camp Firefly is really looking for a medical provider, whether that be a doctor, a nurse, an LPN. For camp, we need a volunteer to come out. So if there's anybody in the community that wishes to be part of it, please contact us at campfirefly.sask@hotmail.com and let us know you're interested because we really need somebody. So,
has there been in the past anyone come out, nurses or doctors willing to help out?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Good.
And when the human rights legislation changes, then we're going to be able to deal more with these doctors that are unavailable. It will provide recourse for people if they are turned down or if they are harassed by anyone in the healthcare industry. They can then have someone to lobby for them to help them out.
This has become an issue that I've discovered in my own personal life, is being turned down by physicians because they don't want to deal with something that I've gone to see them about. And I think it's pause for great concern that a physician can turn down someone who has come for help for medical assistance. So yeah, I think it's something we all need to think about.
Well, I myself have actually had a doctor laugh in my face, seeing that I had written down that I have a wife, even though I'm biologically a woman.
Yes.
And they couldn't deal with that fact, and
yes.
So they actually laughed to my face, and I had, you know, I was too intimidated to actually complain formally, and without the human rights legislation, it's
right.
very difficult.
Right.
But Manitoba has just passed human rights legislation, I believe, yesterday.
Yep.
And Ontario last
Tuesday. Yeah.
So those provinces are now ahead of Saskatchewan, which is ironic because Saskatchewan is usually at the forefront of any human rights kind of issues in our history. And so now we're in the position where we need to catch up.
And do you foresee this as something that will occur in the near future? Has anyone approached the Human Rights Commission about this?
Members of TransSask have been in communication with the Ministry of Justice and the Saskatchewan Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened up discussion about the issues of protection for trans people.
Okay.
On the grounds of gender identity and gender expression. So there is some effort. But
right, yeah. An ongoing process, quite frankly.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to Pride Week. I mean, this all fits. It totally all fits because these are the battles that we're sort of working on, the processes that we're working on. And my belief is that Pride Week is a foundation for that,
okay,
to create the visibility, number one, to create the environment where people can join in and meet people and become friends with people and start understanding other people that may seem different than themselves on both sides, you know. So let's go we've talked about the camp a little bit, and anybody who wants to jump in on the camp is welcome to, and then
yeah.
Let's talk more about Pride Week itself, Harley.
Sure.
Where you said it kicks off on Monday,
yeah,
at 6 o'clock, and give us a breakdown of what's happening.
Sure. So Monday we have the opening ceremonies, like I said, and we're going to be raising the flag at the legislature this year again. This is our second year in a row having the flag at the ledge instead of City Hall. And so last year I was a little disappointed when I showed up, and because it was during the day, there was only 7 people from the community, honestly more politicians than there were people watching. So this year I'm really putting the shout out to get people out there this year. And we are doing it later in the evening so that people who work can actually show up instead of doing it Monday at lunch. So we're doing it at 6 o'clock at the ledge, and everyone's more than welcome to attend. We have some speeches, some different dignitaries saying some different things. I have to give a speech, so I'm not looking forward to that. But
fun.
After that, we are all going to head on over to the GLCR, which is on 2070 Broad Street. And the GLCR is the Gay and Lesbian Community of Regina. They're another organization that is really involved in Pride and really involved in our community as well. It's a complete volunteer-run organization that, like I said, completely volunteers, enough said. So they have board meetings, and they run this community center for the last 40 years, I think, as a nonprofit organization. And it's one of the last 2 in Canada that's a nonprofit organization.
Oh, really?
Wow. So they are more than willing to help us out, and they'll be we have some catering coming in to do some appetizers and stuff, and there'll be some wine and cheese and some more speeches, and just a great place to meet new people and meet different people who are in the community who are not in the community, who help out the community. I know we had the commissioner of the police there 1 year.
Yes, last year.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah,
and
you spoke.
Mona actually gave a speech, I believe.
Yeah, so. Human rights aspect, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of my personal stuff, too. You know, and that goes back to the parade. You know, I sort of talked about why do we have to have a parade? And I think quite commonly, people who have not experienced what GBLT people experience have always said, well, why do they have to have a parade? Just because sexually they're different. You know, it's the concept, right? Why do they have to parade it down the street and flaunt it? We don't do that. And I kind of talked about that in my speech.
Yeah, and I think it was actually your speech last year that really hit home with me, because you said something along the lines of rights can be taken away. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing that people forget. Even though we do have marriage in Canada, and we do have great human rights in terms of LGBT, there's always more room to make improvements. And it doesn't take much, as we've seen in California and other places, for those rights to be taken away. It just takes a vote sometimes. So it's really important that we make people know that we're here and we aren't going anywhere.
Somebody, and what do we got left? A minute left? Okay, we're going to turn this over to Jim so that we can take a break. We've got lots more to talk about regarding Pride Week coming up. And when we get back, I want to start off, somebody remind me, to talk about allies. I think this is really important because some of you have mentioned allies. And so go ahead, Jim, okay. And we'll see you after the break.
And we got some great music after the break.
This one's dedicated to all the freaky people out there. All us lovely freaks and weirdos. We're just trying to make it through life, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's rough out there. Just try to keep a sense of humor. Try to stay human, you know what I'm saying? Starvation is a creation of the devil, a rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow. Bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert. Dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a chef. Scratch my itch like a needle on a record. Full of life like a man going to Mecca. Sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring. Baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning. Morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bah. Can I hear it once again? Boom bah. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bah. Can I hear it once again? Boom bah. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be booming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean. Stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and your underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system to legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them, they'll read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human, because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be blooming. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. All the freaky people make the beauty of the world. Because all the freaky people make the beauty of the world. A heart that's locked or been broken by the pain of words not spoken, nor shot by guns or still smoking. Cartwrights out on the Ponderosa or drive by banging Testarossa. We need to heed the words of Dalai Lama, or at least the words of your mama. Take a mental trip to the Bahamas, steam your body in the stereo sauna, sauna. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bap. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend. Every flower got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom bop. Can I hear it once again? Boom bop.
got a right to be blooming. And every fox got a right to be booming. And every child got a right to be zooming. Every voice got a right to be Scooby Doo. Scooby Doo, Scooby Doo, Scooby Doo, Scooby Doo, Scooby Doo.
Oh, we're back. That ended rather abruptly.
Did it?
Oh, yeah. Just all of a sudden, bang, it was gone. Was yeah, I don't know
Well,
why.
We got the message.
Yeah, we did.
Everybody has a right to be human and True. To have human rights. And I just want to quickly welcome everyone back, all the listeners. For those of you who weren't here at the opening of the show, we are talking about Regina Pride Week coming up. And we have a plethora of guests in the studio here who will be talking about it from various perspectives. What was I going to start with? James McNinch. Oh, which one was I going to start with, Kobe? Volunteers. Okay, we'll do that. And then we're going to talk about what's happening at the Unitarian Center this coming Sunday morning. Talk about volunteers. Who needs volunteers for their organizations?
Me.
Well, all the organizations really need volunteers. Pride is a nonprofit organization, so we run solely on volunteers. And so we have a volunteer board. Everything we do is volunteers, and we're always looking for volunteers. So we have a website and email actually set up for volunteers. It's pretty simple, volunteer@queencitypride.ca. So if anyone's interested, we'd love to hear from you. And no time is too late. Even if you're letting us know the day of the event, we'll find some place to put you to work. So
that's great. And TransSask needs volunteers?
Oh, definitely. We always need people to give us a helping hand in our efforts.
Right.
For more information, they can find us at our website, which is www.transask.org. That's a double S in there, TransSask.
Right.
Or email us at info@transask.org.
And Camp Firefly needs volunteers.
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we do really need a medical person, and as well, general volunteers to like clean kitchen, drive campers, that kind of thing. And those applications can be found online as well.
Okay, we all need volunteers. Okay, Sunday morning at the Unitarian Center in Regina, on the corner of College and Angus, we're going to be kicking off Pride Week by the Unitarians with a presenter who is Dr. James McNinch, who is the Dean of Education Faculty at the University. And his topic is going to be Father's Day, coming out dad, coming out gay dad, coming out gay granddad. And he was at a fundraiser that the president of the University of Regina held this week, Vion Timmons, and it was a wonderful fundraiser for Camp Firefly. He was talking to me about this and how being able to do this gave him the opportunity to talk more about it with his children, that it was a great opportunity that maybe he hadn't had that before. So it was a catalyst for conversation. And I'll read you the little blurb he gave us. It says, as gay comedian Peter Depp has noted, it is amusing how the simple placement of one word in front of another word has the power to enhance it or degrade it, especially in this case, with such duality of perception. It either evokes a sense of pride when used among a certain group or used to convey a sense of shame when used in disgust among others. And James says, I will discuss some of the, I'm using a little phone here and it's okay there. I will discuss some of the tensions inherent in reconciling these social roles and identities. Discussing this with my two adult sons and my partner Michael and my former wife Sharon has led me also to reflect on the conflicted relationship with my own late father. So this is going to be a fascinating presentation on Sunday morning. Come on out to the Unitarian Center and join us. And we'll have coffee after and we can meet Dr. McNinch and have conversation and meet new people and meet new friends.
It'll be a podcast, too, if you can't make it to
True.
The service.
Yes, we do podcasts and keep them. So, yes, we can pass them on to you. All right, what do we want to talk about next? What's happening during Pride Week? We covered Sunday morning.
And we covered Monday.
And we've covered Monday.
So next day of the week would be Tuesday. Tuesday, we are having a night of art. So come join us at the Creative City Center. That's located at 1843 Hamilton Street, downtown Regina. For anyone who doesn't know, it's right above Loggy's Shoe Shop. and we're having a great performances and different art pieces from different local artists, including Andrea Norberg. And she's the author of The Coming Out Project, which is a book of photography and images that she kind of put together after one too many stories in the media of yet another teen committing suicide over bullying, over sexual identity and sexual expression. So it should be really interesting and a really great show. All ages are welcome, free to everyone. No excuse not to come out and enjoy yourself for the Tuesday as well.
So that's Tuesday. And I wanted to catch up on what you said about the concept of teens and bullying. And during the break, Jet told us a story. And would you mind repeating that story about something that just happened recently to your wife?
Okay. This ties in well with James McNinch, too, being the Dean of Education. My wife just convocated on Friday last week and is substitute teaching here in the city. And yesterday came home in tears. A young man who's obviously gay in the classroom was being bullied by the other students. In fact, they put a tack on his chair and injured him. He was very distressed. And my wife had the opportunity when the kids asked, well, are you married? And she said, yes. Well, what's your husband's name? Well, actually, I don't have a husband. And the kids were like, oh, my God, she's gay. And it just spread, you know, the rumors and the gossip and everything. And this young boy came up to her and said, is it true what they're saying about you? Are you gay? And she said, yes. And he said, thank God. And he said, we need more teachers, more educators, more substitute teachers who are aware, who understand, who can relate to these kids and be a role model for them. And so I really appreciate James McNinch providing extra classes at the university for education students and providing that example himself.
Yes. I don't know how unique that is amongst universities, but I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, and the U of R actually has a group of teachers. I can't recall the name of what they are, but... Pardon?
Erky University of Regina Queer something.
Queer teachers, pretty U-R-Q, much. So they actually U-R-Q-Y. Have a group, an organization of teachers that have meetings and stuff like that, talking about different gay issues on campus, as well as the UR Pride Center, which is on the university campus as well, which we work very closely with as part of Pride. And they put on some events for us, and we put some events on for them. So, again, that whole melting pot of different groups getting involved.
One might think by listening to this show that Regina is an incredibly LGBTQ... two-spirited, supportive community, right? I mean, it sounds like we're very... Is it true? Are we a very supportive community? Let's talk about allies, because some people have mentioned allies. What's an ally to the LGBT community? What does that mean?
Allies are anyone who identifies with the cause but may not find another letter in our big spectrum of letters to fill themselves in on. So allies are so important to any sort of social movement. When African-American people started sitting in different spots on the bus, it didn't really get the message across until those white people sat with them. And same with the gay people. I mean, there's a lot of us and we're everywhere in your communities, but it really means so much to us when we see our teachers, our friends, our families, our grandparents, our neighbors, just sitting there marching with us. Even if they're just sitting watching us march, it doesn't matter. Like, just seeing that we aren't alone and that people recognize us and care about the same things we do is really important.
There's also an organization for parents, isn't there?
Yes, PFLAG. So Parents and Friends Against, or Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Sorry.
Right. And if anybody wants to get information on that, I'm sure it's online.
If you Google PFLAG, they have different Regina. Organizations, all different chapters all over Canada.
We'll put the Google URL up on the CJTR website for those who need it.
Okay.
Sorry.
TransAsk also has a support group for allies, for family and friends. So if you have someone in your family that is trans and you don't know where to go for support or information, TransAsk has that available. So you can talk to other family and friends, other allies.
Right. How do they deal with this? How do they deal with their emotions, with their concerns, with their lack of education?
Parents of trans youth.
How do they talk to them?
Youth of trans parents.
Yes.
Sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles.
A really inspirational woman who taught me a lot about my different activism work, and if she's listening on the radio today, I miss you, Jan Seibart. She told me once that when we come out of the closet as gay people, we have been dealing with this for years and years and years, and we've been dealing with this internal struggle. And then we come out to those who are closest to us. What we don't always realize is when we come out, we put those people into a closet. Who are they going to tell? Can your mother talk about mm-hmm. her son and his husband? Can at the water cooler at work, stuff like that. So a lot of times we don't recognize this because we've been dealing with this for years, but it's great to see that there's different groups out there that help those people who are just dealing with it today. So
Mona and I've discussed this on the show before too. Family, friends, and allies have to go through a coming out process very similar mm-hmm. to right. LGBT people, because it's not that they identify as LGB or T, but they are a family member of someone who does. So right. they have to come out to their friends and family.
For sure.
Being a parent of someone who's gay. Right.
Or when you get in a family where there's a division, where, you know, mm-hmm. maybe dad or mom says, it's fine with me, you're my child and I love you, but the other partner says, no way.
Yeah.
Right? It's not easy. Kobe, were you going to say something?
There is a Facebook page for parents for Camp Firefly, as well as a camper Facebook page. So if anybody wants to search us out on Facebook, they can as well.
Great. Okay. All right. Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday is kind of a new event we're running this year, kind of the brainchild of all of our new board members who are just starting to get involved with the community. We wanted to put together a Pride Fair, and it's kind of an event where everyone's going to come to the Unitarian Center on the corner of College Avenue and Angus Street, and we will just have all different groups who are involved in the community doing the different things that we've talked about, having an area to set up tables, anyone who's available to sell their different wares if they want. I know we have people like the NDP are coming, Amnesty International, tons of different groups. I can't think off the top of my head. I'm not the one in charge of organizing that one. Camp Firefly, Transask is coming. I think there's even Aloha Hot Tubs is coming. A bunch of different companies.
Are we getting a hot tub?
No, we aren't getting a hot tub. But for the silent auction with Pride Week, you can bid to win a week rental for a hot tub.
So there will be a silent auction. If
exactly,
people have donations for the silent auction, how do they donate that stuff?
If they have donations for the silent auction, we are accepting donations at 2070 Broad Street, the GLCR, and they're open 7 days a week after 7 p.m. Or we also have our website and email address that you can get a hold of us. It's pretty easy. Contact us at queencitypride.ca.
Earlier you talked about it's a new board for Pride Week this year. There's all new people on it. What about your new director, Jesse Ireland? Jet, did you want to talk about Jesse? Because he's quite a guy.
Well, I'm not officially on the board, but I have sat in on the meetings, and what I've seen is that Jesse has a great deal of initiative, great passion, has devoted a lot of time, put a lot of work into this, and I think the whole community owes Jesse a huge thanks for all of this work and for these new initiatives like the Pride Fair and things like that. Just wonderful how this small committee has put together a whole week full of awareness.
I'm incredibly impressed with that as well. So Wednesday is in the evening. What time does it start at the Unitarian Center?
That's going from 5 to 9. Mm-hmm. And as we've mentioned on the show already, Transask and Camp Firefly are also hosting an event in that same location in the upstairs part for after the event. So that's where the coffee house and talent show will come in.
Right.
And again, it's just a great way for Pride to work together with two of our most vulnerable groups in the community, which would be our transgendered community and our youth, and they definitely are the ones that get the blunt end of the stick lately, and there's so much more leaps and bounds that we can do to make improvements in human rights for them. And I think it's really important that we have Camp Firefly, Transask, and Pride all working together under the same roof with the Unitarian Center, and it's just going to be a great event.
That's wonderful. The collaboration just makes me tear up. It's great. Okay, let's move on to Thursday.
Thursday is one of my favorite events for Pride. It's the Community Support Night. Formerly, we've always called this the Coming Out Party, but we were kind of worried that that kind of makes you think that it's only for gay people, but it's not. The Community Support Night's a great night where we can all sit around, have some appetizers and chips and stuff, and just share our own stories, our own methods of coming out to our family members, our friends. In the past, I've heard great stories from some of tons of different people in Regina, both old and young. I've heard people coming out in different countries around the world, and you hear some bad stories, some sort of stories that really make you cry, and then you hear some of the fun stories where the little old lady grandma wasn't so upset by it as they thought, and stuff like that. So it's really good for the kids to hear, too. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that's going to be at the Creative City Center again at 1843 Hamilton Street, downtown Regina, starting at 7 p.m.
All right. How much time do we have, Jim?
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay, we can slow down. What about Friday? What's happening on Friday?
Friday, we are having the annual barbecue that we always have at the Gay and Lesbian Center of Regina on 2070 Broad Street. That starts at 5 p.m. and is followed after that with the annual white party. So the GLCR throws this party every year, and it's an invitation to wear your white and not worry about the stains you're going to get on it. They throw all sorts of black lights and stuff on the dance floor. So really, when you get in there, you just see everyone glowing and having a great time and all the white decorations. It's always a great pleaser, but I always suggest arrive early because it does fill up, and usually there is a lineup at the door afterwards. So.
Wow. Okay, keep going. Oh. What's next?
And then the big day of Pride is the Saturday. So this year we have our annual parade, and that's starting at 12 o'clock. We're meeting at 11 p.m. at the GLCR. Everyone's welcome.
11
a.m., sorry. 11 a.m. at the GLCR.
Nobody show up at the parade.
Yeah. It's a midnight parade. So we're meeting at the GLCR at 11 p.m., again, 2070 Broad Street. 11 a.m., oh my goodness. And the parade's going to be at 12 p.m., so we are inviting everyone to come show their support. Even if you don't have a float, just come and march with a different group. After that, we're going all the way around downtown Regina, and we're going to stop at the new city square that the city has so lovingly built us this last couple summers, and we're going to rock the party there. We're going to have a band stage set up with live music, some drag performances. We're going to have beer gardens and barbecue and different wares. The farmer's market's going to just be finishing up, so I think they might be staying around a little bit later, too. So just a ton of room for everyone. We also have our annual award ceremony going to be presented during that afternoon, too. So we always award different awards for young man and woman of the year, man and woman of the year, and ally of the year, so that we can recognize some of the people who have really been doing tons of work in the community. So
let's talk about that a little bit. What's the criteria for winning an award?
We've had nominations up in some of our different venues, like the GLCR, UR Pride, stuff like that, and anyone can nominate anyone. The awards have already been picked out, unfortunately, because we did have to get them picked out. And the criteria is just being an exemplary human being and really working towards bringing the community together and putting the effort in to really make your own community stand out and shine. So
that's great. What are the prizes?
Just actually a merit. There's no prize for anything. Okay. You do get a little medallion, and you do get kind of added to the long list of previous winners. I was fortunate to win in 2007 Young Man of the Year, and so it's quite an honor when you put yourself up into the 22 years that the community has been doing Pride and see who all's been doing it before you and who's all going to be doing it after you and stuff like that.
Did
Woman
you win?
Of the Year in 2010.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wonderful. I haven't won anything yet. I gotta get to work. Okay. Jet, you know, during the break you said, when we talked earlier about you volunteering at Camp Firefly, you said, I couldn't really think of anything, but then when we had the break, you said, all of a sudden I thought of a lot of stuff I'm gonna be doing. Can you talk about that?
The biggest thing there is that there isn't a lot of there aren't a lot of trans people out there that are willing to put themselves out in the public, and therefore there aren't a lot of role models. So that'll be a huge thing. We will be having transgendered youth attending the camp this year, and to be a role model for them, and just so they can see that there are other people out there that. And then my wife and I are both going to be volunteering at the camp as adult leaders, and both of us have a background in Aboriginal culture, and so it's great that Camp Firefly is highlighting that this year and bringing in an Aboriginal component to the program, as well as the normal things. So just being that role model, being there to help out.
That's great. And going back to the camp, you mentioned earlier, Kobe, that this is going to be an arts-based camp this year in Lumsden. And it's my understanding that the camp switches every year from Saskatoon to Lumsden. So one year it's an urban camp, and the next year it's a rural camp.
Yeah, the Saskatoon camp is an urban camp, whereas the Regina camp is an actual camp. So,
yes.
But one of the other arts aspects of the camp will be there's a two-spirited documentary that's being shown. So I don't know if Jet wants to talk a little bit more about that. That's going to be one of the workshop sets at the camp, which was done by a student at the University of Regina.
Yeah, we have an Aboriginal filmmaker at the University of Regina named Candy Renee Fox, and she put together a film on two-spirited people, and it tells the start of three people's stories here in Saskatchewan. And the two-spirited community is growing, and we need to reach out to more people. And so this film will be shown. And
that might be something really interesting for Queer City Cinema.
It was shown
at Queer City Cinema.
Oh,
and
great.
Candy and I spoke at the film as well as the other participant. And it may be shown at the Coffee House this coming week as well.
That would be wonderful. Mm-hmm. So was that at the end of Pride Week? The last thing you talked about?
The parade is the last of it. After that and after the big party in the park, we do have a drag show going on at the GLCR in the evening on the Saturday, as well as the final pride dance, which we've kind of labeled In the Garden. So it's kind of going on the idea of a Garden of Eden type theme. So we're going to have lots of flowers and vines and stuff. So bring your jungle wear and come party till 2 a.m.
Do I dare ask what your definition of jungle wear is?
A palm leaf.
Something that covers the private parts, at least.
Okay.
There's the vigil Sunday, too.
Oh, right? Yes. Then the last thing we do on the Sunday of Pride every year is that we have a candlelight vigil and closing ceremonies, and that's just where we remember all the people who have worked before us and all the people we've lost and all the people who have been bullied and all the different hardships, and we take a moment of silence to really just reflect on that. And we also have some live entertainment from one of our local singers and stuff like that. So it's always a good event, too.
That's very important, to remember those who have gone on before us. And I think, Amnesty International is constantly in touch with activists in countries all over the world where being gay, lesbian, queer, questioning, transgender, or even being perceived as not being straight can lead to death, can lead to torture. So we do want to remember those people. And I think that's not a bad way to end it. And then to celebrate life and celebrate just being human.
Exactly.
Yeah. We got 2 minutes. I'm going to let each one of you, if you feel up to it, to just give us a closing thought about Pride Week and about your role and about the organizations you belong to. And we could start with Jet.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that Pride is a great opportunity to come out and meet people. I find that the greatest cause of homophobia or transphobia or any kind of phobia in the world is a lack of knowledge, a lack of one-on-one personal knowledge of a person. So once you meet them and understand them, that tends to erode any of that homophobia. So come out to the coffee houses, come out to the events, meet people, and just enjoy yourself and celebrate and have hope for the future.
Thank you.
I perfectly agree with you there. I just want to really stress, please come out, come enjoy yourself. We put a lot of work into this, and we really want to just have some fun with everyone. If you don't know any gay people, chances are that's not true, but come out anyway, and you'll meet some gay people. So, yeah.
I have some gay people are my best friends.
Me too.
I just want to commend the new planning committee for making an effort of bringing the Pride Week out into the larger community. I've noticed in the past that Pride Week has only been a queer community event, and they've made some effort to bring it to Regina instead of just our small community. And I think that's important that people are exposed to our presence, that gay people exist and that trans people exist. And for sure. So
I agree.
This year's Pride theme is Ask Tell, so please come out. Ask the questions that you've been wanting to ask, and somebody will be there with an answer.
Wonderful. And Kobe, you have the final word.
I just want to thank all the volunteers that are involved with Camp Firefly. We have amazing people in the organization that donate so much time and passion, and I don't think they sometimes get the recognition they deserve. So our two pastors that are involved with the camp, Carla Toth Blakely and Russell Mitchell Walker, who donate endless time, James McNich, who is our finance guy, Roger Carrier, who is the volunteer coordinator. There's so many people involved in the camp that do such a great job that thank you.
And thank you all for being with us today. I'm looking forward to Pride Week in Regina.
As we close this week's Human Rights Radio on CJTR Community Radio, we hope you've enjoyed listening to and have learned something new about human rights for all people. Peter Benenson, the founder of Amnesty International, often said, "It's better to light a candle of hope than to curse the darkness."